Great to be joined by Ainsley Finch and also Kasia Kaiser on this Dream Team interview. Both volleyball players for the Farmington Knights, one district once again, 26-9 on the season. And Ainsley, tell me a little bit about the season, kind of what your goals and hopes were, and how did you think it went?
Well, my goals were to win the district and conference championship games, and we achieved that goal. And we couldn't have done it without the teamwork that we had.
So mission accomplished for the season, right?
Yes.
Yeah. As Farmington gets into the state bracket once again, Kasia, what were some of your goals for the team and everything, and how do you think it went?
I had many of the same goals. I also, along with conference and districts, I wanted to beat like some major teams that we hadn't beat in a while, mm-hmm. like Perryville. We beat them for the first time in 14 years, so
oh, wow.
That was super exciting.
Yeah, was that the big win then? Like, is that the win that you think you'll remember?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was like a game-winning serve. It rolled off the tape, so it was just super exciting.
Did you get to serve it or one of your teammates?
It was one of my teammates.
You know, that's mm-hmm. just as good, though, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I was happy for her.
Tell me about the match. Was it a three-setter, a two-setter? Was it close? How did it go?
It was super close. We won the second set, so they won the first set, so it went to three, and it was super close. It went more than 25 points, so we kept going back and forth. We won by two by the serve. Yeah.
So clutch, was that the big highlight for you, or can you think of something else, Angie?
That was definitely the biggest highlight, because the last set of the Perryville game was 27-25, and that was Emily Grief that got the game-winning serve.
Okay. How about district championship? That had to be pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. We all just came out and played our A game that game, and I couldn't have asked for a better celebration after that game.
Was that one of your best matches then?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And now, Acacia, Farmington has a great tradition of winning district. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's talked about, and is there some pressure to do that here?
There's definitely pressure, because last year we didn't win districts when we mm-hmm. definitely should have. And so this year we wanted it more than ever. So when we went to three sets, we knew that we had to pull out the last set or it would not be good.
So. But yeah, your senior year, you did it, so that's great. We talked about team goals and team performance. Let's talk a little bit about individual performance. We'll start with Kasia now. You led the team with digs as the libero and also serve receives. First of all, tell me your job as libero.
My job as libero is to cover my hitters no matter what. So if they get blocked, I need to pick it up for them and just to get a pass to the setter in order for her to set it out to all my hitters. All
right. And how does she do that job, Ainsley?
She does that job very well.
Is she super quick?
She is very quick. She's the best libero ever.
that's a great compliment. How do you work on quickness? Is it anticipation? Is it footwork?
For me, I just try, no matter what, I'm like diving for it. Even if I know there's no chance, I'm just still going to sprint to it no matter what. And I just lay out. So sometimes it works. So I'm happy if I can get the dig, but yeah, just to go for footwork most of the time.
Did you have any personal goals this year that you set for yourself, and how did that go?
I wanted to get at least 300 digs, and I exceeded that, so yeah. I was super excited about that.
All right. Good. Well, it sounds like a great year then. Let's go ahead and go back with Ainsley now. You're the outside hitter, right?
Yes.
And tell me your job there.
My job is just to adjust to the set. Whatever the setter can give me, my job is to put the ball down, and I need to exceed that for her.
And you did that more than anybody else on the team this year, right?
Apparently so.
The numbers today, it's true, with 344 kills. Where's your favorite place to hit the ball?
Down the line, if I can.
Yeah?
Yep.
Down the line. So do you like to hit from the outside as opposed to the middle, or do you try to even angle for the back corner if you're in the middle?
If I'm in the middle, I aim for the back corner.
Okay. Yep. And if you're on the outside, you try to go down
try
the line.
Try to go down the line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about your two plans for the future. Ainsley, do you have volleyball in your future?
Yes. I plan on signing with MAC, Mineral Area College, to play for 2 years.
That's great. So the local team that went to nationals this year, that's a great sign.
That's a very good accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of them.
What do you like about MAC?
I've been working with the coach for numerous years, on my hitting, on my defense, and I just feel like I'm at home whenever I'm there.
That's great. What did they tell you they like about you?
He said he really likes my defense, so I don't know where that's going to take me, but we'll see.
We talked about your hitting. Are you a good blocker, too?
Somewhat. Yeah. I can get a hand on it at least. Okay. I don't know if it always goes down.
That's good. Keisha, are you going to continue your volleyball career, or are you going to go to school? What's in your future?
Yeah, I'm going to continue my volleyball career at Central Methodist University for the next 4 years.
That's great. And what do you hope to study there?
I'm going to major in chemistry, hopefully go into pharmaceuticals after that.
Okay, great. Do you want to go to pharmacy school then, or pharmaceutical sales, or what are your hopes?
After Central Methodist, I plan to transfer to SCLCOP, the St. Louis School of Pharmacy.
Okay.
Continue there.
Great. Yeah. Okay, good plans. How about you, Ainsley? What do you hope to study next year?
My major, I want to be a occupational therapist. Mm-hmm. So that just takes a lot of schooling and a lot of hard work.
It does. So after MAC, then, do you want to play volleyball somewhere else and go to a four-year school and then continue your education?
Yes. I'm hoping to either go to SEMO or Maryville.
Okay. All right. Very good. Ladies, is there anyone you'd like to thank for supporting you throughout your high school athletic and academic careers?
I would like to thank my parents for everything they do for me and how much they have supported me the past numerous years of me playing volleyball and being in school. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's great. That's Ainsley. How about you, Kasia?
I would like to thank my mom because she has never missed a game in her entire life.
Wow.
So I love her for that, and I just want to thank her.
She's like the Lou Gehrig or the Cal Ripken of attending volleyball.
Oh, I know. She would never miss it for anything.
That's true. But now she's going to have to drive more.
Oh, I know. I think she'll still make it.
Do you?
4 hours away.
Ladies, congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You betcha. Ainsley Finch joining me along with Kasia Kaiser, Dream Team athletes from the Farmington Knights.